bonds imperfectly right.
Mesdames et messieurs, Damen und Herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
That's right.
That's me.
There he is.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Dudley and Richie and Kenny. And later in the hour, Andrea Metcalf will join us. Our new, how long has she been? It's been a couple of years she's been hanging
about,
with.
Yeah.
Right. Helps us stay fit. Fitness guru Andrea Metcalf, one of the highlights in this hour of the Doug Steffens Good Day Program, which is meant to be talking about the important issues of the day, the important stories, the important news, and giving you a chance to sort of digest all of it. Help yourself to the opinion line, which is 888-302 Doug. The Pittsburgh Pirates clinched the first playoff spot they've had for a long time.
Yeah.
You're not too. It was 1992, I think.
Nah, I'm fine for the Pirates.
Red Sox are number one in the American League.
Nats got knocked out.
Yeah. All right. So is it the Pirates versus the Red Sox? Who's going to put money on that? What do you think the bookmakers, odds makers in Las Vegas are saying about who makes it and who wins? Anybody know? And does anybody care? I think people care about this.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. It's,
you know, they've got this new wild card thing, so it makes it a lot more interesting for MLB.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball,
and so it makes it a lot more interesting further down. The Nats would have been out 3-4 weeks ago, maybe even longer, had it not been for this third wild card spot. So, you know, it gave us something to look at, watch, have fun. In the end, they didn't do it. So.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? Better luck next year. The Kenya Mall, blasts coming from there yesterday. Gunmen still shooting it up. Al-Shabaab.
Al-Shabaab.
We're all interested in
Got the dog on the corner.
Shabaab, yep. He's doing wonderful things. Basically, we put...
Try the pork roast. It's great.
CNN, they don't have pork roast, right? They don't eat pork.
No.
Muslims. By the way, the Egyptian
the
court
does.
In Cairo, for the Cairo Court for Urgent Matters, they call it, has banned, as of yesterday, all activities by the Muslim Brotherhood. It ordered Egypt's interim government to seize the Brotherhood's funds.
Uh-oh.
Military authorities have launched a crackdown on the group since President Morsi has left. The leading Brotherhood member is a man named Ibrahim Manor, described the ruling as a totalitarian decision, vowed the group would not disappear. It will remain with God's help, he said.
Yeah.
Apparently that's what they need. Allah.
This is going to get ugly.
Yeah, it's more of the same stuff. It's more what it is, and so I'm quickly on my horse again. This is yet another example of how religion and religious zealots get too far, get too easily into the heads of people, and allow them to, in that way, extract your power from you individually. It's like sucking energy. You all know, to collectively sort of put this in an individual reference, we all know people who drain our energy. Do we not? People that'll suck, or that'll attach onto you, and they will drain every bit of energy out of you. And that's what these people do. That's what they do. They take as much as they can from you for their own version of getting ahead. That's what they want to do. And we have examples of it here in this country. I want to do some farm news here. This is important stuff going on today. And it affects those of you who like eggs. How many people have eggs?
I love it how you just moved from the Muslim Brotherhood to eggs.
Eggs.
Farm news. It's awesome.
Eggs. Well, there are a lot of things going on in the world. I want people to know what's going on. What's really important? What's going on in Kenya isn't really important. What's going on your breakfast table, your dinner table,
I've thought about
at the
buying
store?
A chicken.
You were going to buy the chicken.
Keeping the chicken in my backyard.
Well, the USDA, when I tell you what they want to do, they will not allow you. The USDA,
I can't have my own chicken?
Well, if the FDA and the USDA and all of these people
have
their way with you. Okay. Once again, this week, The Food and Drug Administration wants to put burdens on farmers, family farmers, who use healthy, sustainable practices. And what the FDA is doing is what CNN loves. It's all fear-based stuff. Every single thing they have put into this suggestion for legislation is fear-based assumptions that have no data, not one iota of data behind them. This is a draft guidance document that will make it all but impossible for farmers who have 3,000 or more laying hens to keep the birds on pasture. So what really this amounts to, folks, you've seen, and I'm sort of fast-forwarding this because that's where we need to go. I could do a lot of... I could describe the pastured poultry farms where they move the hens around outside. It's called free range. And the pastures are moved, the little electric fence, from one corner to another corner. And usually it happens every day. So the chickens, and there are mobile laying houses. The chickens go in, they lay their eggs, they go back outside, and they walk around in the pastures and they eat. So what the FDA, in their guidance, wants to do is prevent the spread of salmonella from wild birds and other animals to the hens. There is not one slice of evidence that pastured chickens pose a food safety threat now or ever. To the contrary, in most of the major incidents of salmonella, the eggs have come from those chickens that are confined up, yeah, into those big... They have 50,000 chickens, yeah, in a building.
We ride by them on the way to the eastern shore here in the Mid-Atlantic.
What is becoming of our country?
It's like prison jail.
That's what it is. So now the public has spoken. We sell eggs on my farm. And they're all free-range eggs. They get we get them from places where the chickens are allowed to roam freely. And they are the healthiest. People love these eggs. I don't happen to eat eggs, but I know that any of the eggs that have salmonella in them all get it from being in these huge factory farms where there are 35, 40, 45,000 hens in the same building. Not outside roaming. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. I have geese. I'm looking out my window at the pasture where my cows are. And the geese are out there, and their crap is so harmful, and yet they're a protected species. You figure this one out. These geese are the most damnable, horrible creatures in terms of what they leave behind.
And why is that? Is it because they eat...
There's something
grass
in their system.
With chemicals on it?
No, I think it's just something in their system that creates salmonella. It's just part of their system, part of their of what goes on in their gut, somehow or other, allows or favors salmonella. They eat feces.
I'm actually going to look this up online.
And so what happens in this case, if a calf is born in my pasture, I have a calving area behind the barn, but out front are all the pregnant and bred cows waiting to be have calves and go back to the farm to be milked. So we move the cows out of this pasture and put them in the back. The geese don't go in the back. They're only out front. But if a cow happens to drop a calf in an area where the geese have been, and the calf happens to get the geese feces on its nose, it'll be dead in 15 minutes. If we don't get to them and give them some sort of immune enhancer immediately, that stuff is so potent, it'll kill them. A mature cow doesn't bother at all. It just gets at the calf because they have no immune system. And that's how strong the salmonella is. So the FDA wants to put in rules, and where this comes from is the Tysons and the Purdue's of the world that want to control all the sources of supply, same as the big guys want to control all the sources of supply for milk. You don't want it. Nobody with a brain wants to eat this kind of stuff. But because the government is so out of control, and the FDA especially, and the USDA, they want to legislate everything that you put into your mouth. You can submit comments if you want to online to the FDA. You got to do it before midnight today. However, this is something that just came up. More rules, regulations. You can go to the FDA website, and you'll find the regulation page to submit your comment to. But if you have anything to do with eggs, eat them, grow them, whatever, the hens will spend no time. This outlaws hens being outside in the sunlight, on pastures, eating plants and insects and things that are healthier than the hens who are crammed into these buildings that are being fed all of this this grain that comes from these sources that is questionable at best. It just boggles your mind that this kind of stuff is going on. And I'm not being facetious, and I'm not exaggerating. That's what's really so serious about this. So I wanted you to know that was going on, and you could comment, you could take some action. Richie's gone and checked it out.
Well, it's apparently very dangerous for dogs because dogs like to eat the geese poop, which has the
salmonella. Very bad.
Yeah, which has the salmonella. And they say a lot of it will get killed in their gut, in their stomach.
Yeah.
But it can make them very sick. So your cat and your dog, watch out for them.
Yep.
And if you happen to roll around in some of it, you should probably go wash yourself off too.
Right. That's what people do for fun. But geese are very dangerous, and they're horrible creatures. I don't want to kill them. I just want them to be gone. If you put a swan with the swan will chase all the geese away.
Or a border collie.
You get rid of it. Yeah, or a border collie, some kind of a farm dog. Charlotte would chase them away if she could run fast enough. That's the sight to behold. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Last night on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returned.
We are ready to play!
The Voice is back. And tonight, the blind auditions continue with the original coaches, CeeLo, Christina, Adam, and Blake.
You look up to Blake.
We all do. He's like 6'9". I think you just like to look at him.
You're gorgeous, man.
Then, it's the season premiere of Chicago Fire. Last year's hit drama moves to its new night and time, Tuesdays after The Voice. It all begins tonight on NBC.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Important musical anniversaries today to consider.
Number one,
Mr. Prince, or Prince. Is it Mr. Prince, Your Excellency?
The writer's formerly known as Prince.
Him too.
Just that little.
This song made its debut on this date, 1982. About 1999. Crank it up, Richie.
Consider it crank, sir. But when I woke up this morning, wow.
This is really good, isn't it?
That's great. This is senior in high school.
Yeah.
This is so big.
Tonight I'm going to party like it's 1999. The theme behind Prince's 1982 smash.
It's my favorite line right here.
Life is just a party, and parties are meant to last.
Weren't meant to last.
Weren't? Oh, I thought they were. Why can't we have parties that last?
You know, I keep asking myself that question my whole life, and I still haven't yet to figure it out.
All right, let's get through it.
If the party never ended, it wouldn't mean anything.
That's right.
Okay, that's good. Kenny's always the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with the Eagles, another song that was introduced on this date in 1979. Mrs. Edith Henley and
Glenn Fry, Joe Walsh,
The Long Ride,
Felder, Timothy B. Schmidt.
Yeah.
Keeps going and going and going.
Yeah.
Ken and I were discussing this during the break.
Yeah.
Our favorite Eagles album. Right about it.
Yeah.
Just cover to cover, it's a great album. I don't understand this line, though. I have no idea. I've listened to this song almost my whole life. I still have no idea what it means.
You know, it's not important.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
I'm lost.
It's just good.
And you know what else came out on this date, Doug?
Love Boat. Love Boat started on television on this date, 1977. September 24th, 1977, Love Boat premiered. And last month, in honor of that, they junked the boat. It was the Love Boat.
Yep, scrap metal now.
Scrap it up. It's being cut up just before they bring the Caustic Concordia there to chop that one up. So how many of us remember this kind of a series, a silly show. Was the Grandy, Fred Grandy.
Fred Grandy, congressman.
Yeah, he was a congressman.
And then a radio show host here in Washington, D.C.
Is he still on that stage?
No.
All right, so anyway, a couple of things to celebrate today. Starting of the season on The Voice last night with the coaches Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, CeeLo Green, and Christina Aguilera brings us around to our poll today at DougStefan.com. Who's your favorite previous winner from The Voice? See if you recognize any of these names. Javier Colon, Jermaine Paul, Cassidy Pope.
Yes, I remember that.
Danielle Bradbury. I don't know who any of these people are. Is E.
You know, it's interesting that the show does as well, if not better sometimes, than American Idol, yet the people that come out of it don't seem to have the punch that the American Idol winners do.
Yeah. All right, 2020 info quiz. You ready?
Yeah.
What is the Royal Horological Conservatoire? What does the Royal Horological Conservatoire do? You know the answer, it's in the news, and actually we've got a story posted at DougStefan.com today as well. You get the answer, you win a swell prize at 888-302-DOUG. What is the Royal Horological Conservatoire? What does he or she do? 28 after on Good Day.
Are your eyes glued to a computer all day? Take a break. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Avoid eye strain. Look away from that screen every few minutes and let your eyes rest. That's also a good idea when you read a book. So is wearing sunglasses. Shielding your eyes from heavy-duty sunlight helps prevent cataracts, and you lower your risk when you stop smoking. I found out this eye-opening advice in the Harvard Women's Health Watch. I assume it applies to you too, guys. Finally, get your eyes checked by an ophthalmologist once every year or two. That means a real exam and not just that eye chart we all read to get our glasses checked. And here are some pick-up-the-phone-now symptoms. Blurred or hazy vision, blind spots, excess tearing, and straight lines that look wavy. Ditto on sensitivity to light and redness that doesn't go away. Many serious eye issues can be controlled with an ophthalmologist's care. When it comes to eyes, use them or risk losing them if you don't check them too. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife.
Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, when.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Day program. Lots of things happening as usual in the world, and we want you to know about them and be able to make intelligent decisions as to your opinions. I don't say that always is what happens, but give you the opportunity to present a number of sides. That's why Rich is here and Kenny is here and I'm here. I may have one take. Kenny's got another take. Richie's got another take, and you have a take. And share it with us if you'd like. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. 888-302-3684. All right, so Kenny, what are we off onto, or are we still on the same things we've been on all morning?
We've had a lot of action with the thing that I posted on Facebook yesterday, the little meme about the government shutdown.
Yes.
So far, let's see, 154 people have shared it. If you missed this, go to our Facebook page and take a look. It says, "Dear Congress, last year I mismanaged my funds, and this year I cannot decide on a budget. Until I have come to a unified decision that fits all of my needs and interests, I will have to shut down my checkbook and will no longer be able to pay my taxes."
Yay!
I'm sure you'll understand.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you very much for setting an example we can all follow.
Uh-huh. And this would be like the Jay Leno show.
But if you like that, go to our Facebook page and share it so your friends can get a couple.
I shared it, and a bunch of my friends shared it, and everybody loves it, thinks it's funny.
Yep, it's good. All right, so there's that. And then there is the need for us to get as much done as we can here in the next few minutes, because Andrea has some very important fitness tips for us in this half hour. I've asked the 2020 News Quiz question, which is actually looking for clarification as to the Royal Horological Conservatory, what he or she might do. George is in White Sands Muscle. Huh? Where are you?
White Sands Missile Range.
Oh, in New Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you on the range? Are you in danger of getting blown up, or is there a town nearby? Where are you?
No, I'm on the post.
You're on the post.
Ah, you're working.
Right, that's it. Okay. So you're in a uniform, right?
Civilian Army.
Oh, Civilian Army.
What kind of missiles do they test there?
You name it.
Really? Huh. That's cool. And how close is the building to where everything lands? Right now, are you in danger of just having one just come through the roof?
It's rather a significant distance, and you may be happy to know that they fire most of the missiles from the southern end of the range toward the northern end.
I thought they fired most of the missiles from submarines into Syria. I didn't think they were firing any of them over there. Were they?
Oh,
That's just target practice. I mean, the real reason, let's get down to brass tacks. The real reason that we want to go fire the Tomahawks is because we got some new ones and we need some target practice, and we don't want to be shooting them off in America.
So, George, yes, you're right, Doug. Is this practice for missiles we already have and know about, or are these testing new missiles that we're not sure about yet?
Yes,
wow.
The missiles that they tested here were the V-2s that they picked up in Germany.
Right. Wow. Werner von Braun.
So when they hit that go button, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Generally speaking, you know exactly what's going to happen, or they wouldn't spend that much money getting ready to fire it.
Yeah, but it could go.
That's the case.
Wow. Right. I like your job.
Yeah, George is having a good time. How long have you been at this job, George?
2 months.
Really? What were you doing before that?
Test pilot.
I work in radiation protection. I'm working on evaluating radiation cleanup systems.
Radiation cleanup systems?
Correct.
Really?
With the power plant.
What do we need to know about that we don't know?
What do we need to know about Fukushima?
Any place.
That it's far enough away, you don't need to worry about it.
Right. Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I feel better already.
I feel much better.
Thanks, George.
Yeah.
You're right or wrong.
Give him a
prize.
Right. Exactly. No matter what, he's made our day. All right. So, George, what is a Royal Horological Conservator?
Actually, I believe that they handle Greenwich Mean Time. They work with clocks.
Buckingham Palace announced yesterday it's seeking someone to be responsible for winding the Queen's 1,000 clocks. The ad went up on the Queen's official website, says the Royal Horological Conservator will be based at Buckingham Palace, will also have to travel to Windsor Castle, other palaces all over England to be sure the clocks are wound and set to the accurate time, which is Greenwich Mean Time, because the time is set it's set on a line that goes through Greenwich, and that's why they call it Greenwich Mean Time, right?
Correct.
All right, George, you fixing breakfast there? What are you fixing for us?
Eggs and sausage.
Eggs, see?
Awesome.
Did you hear me talking about the free-range chickens a few minutes ago?
Yeah, I think it's time for the government to acknowledge that there's no state compelling state interest in that sort of thing, but they don't believe it anyway.
Well, but you now may be penalized because the eggs that you eat instead of your choice of free range or the stuff, the garbage that comes out of the big corporate farms, they'll put the little guys out of business so that all you'll be able to get is corporate garbage. You like that?
Yeah, it's probably corporate garbage anyway. I just picked it up at the store.
Well, George, you had me thinking you were pretty intelligent until you came up with that line.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that idea will change in your mind. Anyway, you're a good man, George. Very interesting fellow. And I hope that you have a wonderful day. We'll send you a swell prize. The Royal...
And keep your eye to the sky.
Horological Conservator is in charge of clocks. So the Queen... is looking for somebody to take care of the clocks. Pays about $50,000 a year if you're interested. You can apply over there and check it out at DougStephan.com. The program today brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings. They have a limited time lineup, fried pickles cooked to a golden crisp, and the Garden Crasher, which is fresh veggies with hummus and cucumber sauce. And there's nothing better. I woke up this morning thinking, after I gave thanks for all the great things there are in the world, Richie, including you and Kenny, that I want to have a fried pickle today.
Fried pickles are awesome, the veggies with the hummus and the cucumber sauce,
Right. Hello. Buffalo Wild Wings, beer, sports. Andrea, speaking of sports, in a moment here on Good Day.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too?
Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
This report brought to you by Bank of America. On Tuesday, September 17th, experts in education, technology, and finance gathered at the annual New York Times Schools for Tomorrow conference. Participants discussed how to close the widening gap that exists between access to technology and comprehension and understanding of the information. A key theme was the need for better financial education. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly 4 in 5 U.S. adults feel it is difficult to learn about personal finance. 1 in 3 say their lack of financial knowledge has led them to poor financial decisions. Aditya Bassin, Bank of America, said, "Few would disagree that America needs better money habits. Mobile and online resources make financial education almost ubiquitous, but also add to the complexity. We see an opportunity to simplify financial education and empower America's youth so they can make better informed financial decisions." To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Last night on NBC, America's favorite singing competition returned.
We are ready to play!
The Voice is back. And tonight, the blind auditions continue with the original coaches, CeeLo, Christina, Adam, and Blake.
We look up to Blake.
We all do. He's like 6'9".
I think you just like to look at him.
You're gorgeous, man.
Then, it's the season premiere of Chicago Fire. Last year's hit drama moves to its new night and time, Tuesdays after The Voice. It all begins tonight on NBC.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
How do you spell relief? A-N-D-R-E-A-M-E-T-C-A-L-F.
N-A-K-E-D-F-I-T-N-E-S-S.
Well, that's on the other side. Naked Fitness is one of her books, and it seems to be the one. That's why I was attracted to Andrea, because she wrote a book called. As soon as I saw that book, I said to Richie, you better get her.
I'll get your attention, I know.
Yep, got our attention. So Andrea is here as the fitness, the nation's fitness expert, author of very interesting books, best-selling. I always like them when people introduce best-selling author. What does that mean, by the way? How many copies of your book did you sell?
15,000
copies of the book. So that's considered
good.
Yeah, that's considered good. And what do you think was the primary reason for the success of the book?
Oh, really? The Dog Stuff and
Good
Day Show.
Oh,
she's right.
All right. Beside that, and the title Naked Fitness, what sort of this is not girly fitness either, by the way. This is fitness for everybody. I find myself now, as I'm doing my CrossFit stuff, reading books about how to do various things that will enhance the musculature of certain parts of my body. I don't know whether you think that that is the optimal way. Maybe the point here is everybody's got a different way, a different approach to keeping healthy. The important thing isn't how. The important thing is to. Right?
Correct. That's correct. I mean, I don't know if you remember last year, but I told you 20% of Americans get the minimum of 115 minutes of exercise. That means that 80% of the people are not working out.
Right.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. And why don't people, you must have done a psychological study of this, Andrea. What is the reason that people give you in your research for not wanting to exercise? Is it just they're lazy? They're afraid they're going to get hurt?
I think the number one reason is that they don't have enough time to exercise, and they're pretty comfortable with how they look. Or my blood pressure and my cholesterol are fine. My doctor says that I'm healthy. So they tell themselves the story that they don't have to, and they don't. And, you know, recently we just had a study done that said that even 1 minute of exercise can be beneficial if you do it 20 to 30 times a day, which the likelihood, if you're not doing at least 10 minutes, you're not going to do 1 minute 30 times if you don't do 10 minutes three times or 30 minutes one time. I mean, we keep giving them everybody every opportunity, and we're still kind of missing the mark. So who's ever listening today, I want you to make sure you get up there and start walking around or do something active for your body, even if it's just jump up and down and dance at your desk.
But let's repeat what you said about repeating it 100 times a day. What would be an example? I want you to answer, but I'm going to pick one out. When I'm walking, I tighten the muscles in my butt so that I may look funny if you're watching me walk. But I can feel.
You know, if you don't, Doug, no one else will squeeze it.
Well, that's one of the things I'm interested in having done. Well, of course.
If you don't squeeze those muscles, no one else will.
Yeah. And the same thing is true now and I've become, honestly, I've always been pretty fit. Sometimes over the course of the winter, last 15 years or so, I haven't been active, so I get a little roll and lose it when I come to the farm. But this year, I made a concerted effort to really develop my physicality back to where I was when I was in my 20s and 30s. And people say, that's not possible. Nonsense. I'm finding it very possible and very doable.
Absolutely.
And I used to say what you just said. I didn't have the time. But I find 15 minutes in the morning here. I have a gym in the cellar, so I use that. I go to the CrossFit thing. If I can't stay for the whole hour, I stay for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, however I can do it. But it is amazing if you think about it and focus on it. It depends on what your goals are. Mine is to become bigger and stronger because that's what I like. It helps me in the fire. I just like the look. I like the feel. And I don't think age is a barrier to any of that stuff. As a matter of fact, I think that it would help you, if you thought about it, become more ageless. And then back to my theory of age just being a BS number anyway.
I want you to know, too, that what they're finding out, Dr. Dean Ornish, who is the one who helped reverse heart disease by lifestyle changes, just had a new study last week that says that the actual cellular level changes and becomes younger. Yeah. It's at the very microscopic level, there's these little tantamers that hang off the end of cells, and shorter tantamers mean a more prevalence of an older cell, and longer ones mean a younger cell
right.
that are better at fighting off diseases. And
yeah.
this study just came out last week, so
yeah.
we know this can make you younger now.
Yeah.
No exercise and good lifestyle choices and meditation can make you younger.
There are all kinds of books that I have found that suggest that when you do this, it just adds years to your life. And I'm so tired of people who say because you're a certain age, you're supposed to be thinking some way, act some way, look some way. And I've said this for years and years and years, but I now feel more strongly about it, that age is just a BS number. That number is an excuse for people saying, well, I don't want to hang around with you because you're older or some other nonsense like that. There are plenty of people who are 20 years younger than I am that can't hold a candle to me physically. And I say that not because I'm talking about me. I say that for you, for your benefit. If you really put your mind to it, you do overcome a lot of the obstacles to getting older. And if you're enjoying life, why wouldn't you want to enjoy it longer? If you don't enjoy life,
I agree with you.
Then just, you know, jump into the lake and hold your nose. But other than that, get to work. All right, and go learn about how to exercise and stay fit from Andrea's website. AndreaMetcalf.com is the place to go. Or as Richie, he'd love to send you to NakedFitness.com, which is a good place to go as well. Andrea, you're a dear. Thank you for being here and inspiring all of us. 51 after on Good Day.
Every day. More and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
Beaver Brown Band from the movie Eddie and the Cruisers. It's On the Dark Side as we begin this portion of the program. It's Chuck Curry's Movie Moments. This, by the way, was the number one movie during this week in 1983. Chuck Curry, who authors Entertainment Today and Beyond, something, a blog and a website you ought to check out if you're into DVDs and movies and videos and that sort of thing. We're going to present a contest today that is from the number one movie during this week in 1969. I think we visit this turf every year or two because it's such a good movie and pretty easy for you, I think, to pick up what it is. For a swell prize, you dial 888-302-3684. Here's the first audio clue from the movie of the day.
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
All right. That should be enough right there. Everybody got it? Chuck, you got it?
I knew it before the clue when you said 1969, I knew it.
Oh, okay. It was the number one movie, not only this week, the number one movie for the whole year, in fact. 888.
I actually saw that movie in a theater in 73, because before VHS Studios re-released good movies into theaters every, you know, 3 or 4 years later. That's
right.
When I first heard it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, what a wonderful movie. Great, 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 great movie. Here's the next clue.
Tell me how to rob a bank. I know how to rob a bank.
And they were great together. It was too bad they didn't do more movies together. They were just great together. Let's see here. Last clue.
The minute you start to whine or make a nuisance, I don't care where we are, I'm dumping you flat.
Don't sugarcoat it like that, kid. Tell her straight.
Hey, at least we don't have the obligatory last and what people think is the gimme on that one. So thank you, Kenny, for that. 888-302-3684. What's the name of the movie for the prize? Everybody's going to be jammed up at once here. Chucker has some movie news for you that's important right after these words.
This report brought to you by Bank of America.
On Tuesday, September 17th, experts in education, technology, and finance gathered at the annual New York Times Schools for Tomorrow conference. Participants discussed how to close the widening gap that exists between access to technology and comprehension and understanding of the information. A key theme was the need for better financial education. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly 4 in 5 U.S. adults feel it is difficult to learn about personal finance. 1 in 3 say their lack of financial knowledge has led them to poor financial decisions. Aditya Bassin, Bank of America, said, "Few would disagree that America needs better money habits. Mobile and online resources make financial education almost ubiquitous, but also add to the complexity. We see an opportunity to simplify financial education and empower America's youth so they can make better informed financial decisions." To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
888-553-7, whoops, wrong number, 888-302-3684 for the name of the movie. Meanwhile, Chucker, what do you have for movie news today?
All right, so Part 6 isn't out on DVD yet, but the Fast and the Furious 7 currently already filming. Now, Jason Statham, who was in the Transporters films, plays the villain. Kurt Russell joins the cast, already anchored by Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. Universal plans 2 more in this franchise at least. This is one of the most profitable franchise properties in the business, and it keeps getting stronger as it goes on, which is very unusual. October, Doug, normally a weak month at the movies, but I don't think this year. Gravity and Captain Phillips open in October, both getting very good advanced reviews. That's for Gravity, which stars Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Many reviews I've read say this is a groundbreaking film in terms of effects and should do very well at the box office. And that's one other bit of news, TV news. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premieres tonight on ABC. It's a TV spin-off of the Avengers, so it's going to get big, big ratings. Will it be good? I don't know. The thing is, it doesn't have any of the Avengers' main superheroes, so we'll see how that plays out.
A Double Jeopardy with Tommy Lee Jones, Ashley Judd, and Bruce Greenwood opened on this date in 1999. He was a real bad guy. Remember Greenwood was?
Yeah, I like it. He's a good actor.
Yeah, I thought that was a good movie, frankly. All right, let's see if we can find an easy answer here. Mary Ann is in Godstone, Virginia. Is that right, Mary Ann?
No, Gladstone, Virginia.
Gladstone. I was close. All right. So what's the name of this movie, Mary Ann?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yes, ma'am. And she says that with flavor and happiness in her voice. So you get a swell prize. Mary Ann, thank you. Hold on just a second. Chuck will be back tomorrow, as usual, here on the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.